Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jimmy Taylor, who serves as an officer for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Back with Jimmy in just a moment.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Jimmy Taylor and his wife Tracy have a commercial Angus operation near Cheyenne, Oklahoma. At the start of this year, Jimmy was elected as an officer to the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. He's entered the officer chain as secretary treasurer.
Ron, it was quite an honor. The beef board is made up of board members from across America. They represent different segments of the beef industry. The majority are cow-calf producers like myself, around 55% of them are those. Other segments of the industry that are represented are backgrounders, seed stock producers, feedlot owners, auction barn owners, and others. But to be selected by my peers, fellow beef producers, I consider it quite an honor.
I know one of the challenges for the checkoff is to obviously promote and keep beef demand domestically and internationally going at a high rate.
Yes, and that is what we are tasked with, is to create beef demand. And as you said, domestically, beef demand is high right now. And internationally, beef demand is very good. We just had, as far as export-wise, we had just set a record in March. First time we broke $800 million. We came in just a little under $802 million in beef value that were exported to other countries. If this continues, we've got the possibility of setting an all-time record this year for beef value in dollars. Previous record was $8.33 billion in 2018. We've got a pretty good chance to exceed that.
Jimmy, when it comes to the domestic end of things, it seems that digital promotion is a key part of trying to tell the U.S. beef producer's story to consumers.
Yes, we've had to move that direction because of the high cost of doing television commercials. We've gone more digital. A good example of that is lately Oklahoma Beef Council has partnered with the Washington State Beef Council and created a series of digital videos, some to do with sustainability, some to do with nutrition in infants' early years. And those have been very successful. Oklahoma's in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign right now. Those videos that they're showing, those digital videos, have been seen by Oklahoma consumers approximately 3.7 million times so far.
When you look at, I know that you get a lot of funding requests, not just for promotional activities, but for research, for educational efforts as well. It seems like in recent years, it's always been, you've got more ideas out there, more opportunities to spend money than you've got dollars available.
Yes, Ron. Last year, we had around $39 million to spend and had approximately $48 million in requests. And they were all good projects. We hated to turn any down, but we're limited on the dollars we have to spend. Last year, we had 9 contractors and 3 subcontractors submit ARs to us for these projects. And we just started that process this year. In fact, the Budget and Audit Committee for Cattlemen's Beef Board met this past Tuesday, a week ago today, and came up with a budget that we've got to work with. And Operating Committee and Executive Committee have reviewed that and passed that budget. So it'll move forward. Contractors are supposed to have their first ARs in by June the 30th. And then we'll have our summer meetings where our program committees meet with those contractors and go over that information and maybe give some ideas to tweak those a little bit. And the final ARs will be due August the 16th. From there, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee will meet in September and look at those ARs. And I'm sure this year we'll have a lot of those good ideas that will exceed in dollar amounts the amount we have to spend. So we'll be faced with some tough choices when we have that meeting.
Cattle rancher Jimmy Taylor serving as the Secretary Treasurer for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Thursday, June 3rd, the next Superior Livestock Video Cattle Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 13,000 head to be offered, 4,600 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.